Boom, 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 boom. Oh.
This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is The Old Bird and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Do you know what? I think you were more offended by the guy calling me an old bird than I was.
Absolutely, I was. I was aghast,
mate. At the time, you were all like, oh, and I almost didn't even notice.
Did you hear him dropping out?
It is a bit. Have you seen mine now?
Yeah, I have. It's cracker. It's awesome. I reckon that you're doing all right for an old bird.
All right. Do you know what? Given that's the only call we've got, I'll take that compliment and I'm
gonna... Yeah, it's a compliment for sure, I promise you.
The video at Carrie and Tommy show is very good.
Of my new TikTok, because this old bird can TikTok.
Oh, Barry Kitcock.
I don't like that name. I'm not taking it on board.
Oh, we're sticking with it, Barry.
Yeah, my TikTok fame is doing just fine without Barry Kitcock.
No, Barry Kitcock, the old bird.
What is it? Kitcock.
Barry Kitcock, your favourite old bird.
It doesn't have the right ring to it. Kitcock. I get it now because a cock's a bird.
Yeah. Well,
it's got so many layers.
I'm going for.
Anyway, we need to discuss my newfound fame next. However,
I'm with you, Barry. Yep.
I feel like we should let everybody in on the secret.
Oh, gosh.
No?
What's the secret?
Now? Or do we have to tell them later?
What is it?
$250,000.
Well, you'll find out in just over half an hour how you can win your share of $250,000.
This is going to be the best end of 2020 ever.
Oh, wouldn't need much to top off what's happened so far.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, heaps coming up on the show a bit later. I've got a reason that is up there with the most loosely...
Someone this is a great tease.
Someone got kicked off a fight they shouldn't have. And stick around later in the show to see if I can actually form a sentence. We'll get through it together. Mm. Hey, Bickers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Barry. You entered the world of TikTok.
I did.
Last week.
Oh, and I entered with a bang.
You entered with a bang. I was a bit worried because it was a slightly shaky as you were going to tell me about the TikTok that you'd done.
I don't feel like you've given me enough. Sorry, just to point out. Mm. I don't feel like you really have given me enough for this TikTok.
No, you never feel like that.
No, but why don't you give me
I gave
me
you
more?
Heaps.
You didn't, mate.
I said
I
it was great.
I was here when you saw it and you were like, yeah.
No, because you know what happens? I think sometimes you think you're doing things as a surprise.
Yeah.
But when like the biggest trend going around the world and then I see two skateboards in here and then you stand just outside the studio door listening to the song and I can hear it all day. Like we're at your granny flat and you've got a glass door and you and Sonda leave for half an hour.
So, mate, learn to act.
But I did.
See it and go, oh, my God, because this is awesome. You spent 4.5 hours going up and down your driveway on a skateboard. This is awesome.
Mate, it is. It's really good. I said it was really great.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't. You just picked it apart and then you mocked me because I thought.
Oh, mate, this is such a stitch up. I did not mock you at all.
I thought I was one of the first people to do the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't realise that, and I bought you that information live on air, and I think you just hear
it. I saw him do this.
Went and recreated it, and he himself is skateboarding. He's so cool, drinking his cranberry juice.
And then the army guys in the helicopter.
What are they doing?
There were army guys in a chopper.
No, there was army guys in a chopper.
Yes, and then there's a monkey. This morning I saw a monkey that has gone along and sings
monkeys,
along with his monkey mouth.
The monkey singing.
Yeah. I think there's about, like, maybe, like, I think I might be over-egging, but maybe like 5,000 iterations.
No, there's not. I thought I was going to be the third one. I thought it went the guy who started at Meat Sleep.
And what I feel like you've got numbers
now. According to figures from TikTok, 134,000 tribute videos of the Fleetwood Mac challenge have been made. I thought it was there.
third.
Of 134,000.
So what are we doing? Are we doing calls on when did you think you came third, but you came 134,000?
Why we need Buzz on. Well, he was second on the moment. No, what was he?
Anyway,
getting bogged down.
What are you
he certainly
that?
Wasn't. Buzz Aldrin, don't worry.
On the moon. I thought you meant our anchor that used to work on the show. Why, when you say Buzz, do you think I would automatically There's think only... of Buzz Aldrin and not your and I friend?
Because he's the most famous Buzz.
Yeah, but we worked with Alan for 2 years.
Oh, I know, but...
You know Buzz. I also think of it as a young person's name. I forget that there's a dittery old man out there.
Anyway, what happened was I spent the entire weekend...
Mate.
What?
It was great. It was such a good TikTok.
Stop it.
I'm not.
I spent the whole weekend then. I want to point out this guy that started this. Yeah. Do you know the reason he did this skateboard on the freeway? Is because his car broke down and he didn't want to wait for somebody to come and fix it. So he went to get help. And then as he was on his skateboard, he was like, this would make a good TikTok. And now he has a lifetime supply of Ocean Spray. And Ocean Spray, the Cranberry Company, brought him a new truck.
That's awesome. Yeah. What have you got from
Nothing.
Your TikTok? Nothing.
I've got a lot of views.
Did you? How many did you get? Give us numbers.
I don't know numbers. About 600,000 at this point.
Have you followed?
But that's across Instagram and TikTok because I'm still new on TikTok.
She's multi-platform.
So I don't I'm multi-platform.
Where would you like people to go? If people haven't seen it, where
definitely
do you want
to TikTok.
Yeah.
But
sure.
If you want to go to Insta as well, follow me on all my platforms.
Barry
sure.
Kickmore?
Yeah. Barry. Stop calling it Barry Kickmore.
No,
please
Barry,
don't go
it's
to
not.
Carrie.
It's Barry Kickcock.
It's either way,
old,
it's Harry
your favourite old bird, Barry Kickcock. But
anyway.
I didn't know that you'd done yourself a mischief while filming.
Well, Sonda was our producer, was filming me, and at one point I almost fell off the skateboard and I really jarred my back.
I did not know that you didn't film yourself.
No, I did. Sorry, I did film myself. But Sonda was also filming the outtakes where I was filming myself filming the TikTok. Because that's also gone viral.
You can add this up when we...
Can I add those into my original number? Because that would take it to like over 700,000.
You up to a million? Okay.
But anyway, yes. I almost fell off the skateboard and I really hurt my back and my neck as well. I wasn't drunk, for the record, even though I was carrying a bottle of vino.
You hurt your neck. Your back.
And then I was dizzy for the next I was dizzy for the next 24 hours and I went to the doctor to ask why I was dizzy and then I had to explain
I
hurt
got
myself.
The reference. Finish the lyric.
No, I don't think it's okay.
So what was it? Neck and back?
Nothing.
And I had to explain to the doctor. She said, how do you think you might have done it? And I said, well, I was filming TikTok on a skateboard.
And then did you show the doc? That would have been an extra few.
Do that. What am I thinking?
Idiot. 13, 10, 60. Have you injured yourself trying to get the perfect shot?
Yeah.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I can't believe that our good mate here, Barry Kickcock, blowing up on TikTok. The old bird. The best of them. The only person, mate, we've got no calls. You're the only person that has injured
themselves. I can't be the only person that has hurt myself
while trying to
get the perfect TikTok or selfie or whatever it is you've tried to do for online fame.
Of course,
fame.
We're broadening it out. We haven't got any calls. We're just broadening it right
but
out.
But when I watched the video of me trying
video.
To do it, honestly, I rammed into that door, that garage door, about 5 times because it's quite hard to watch the camera skate, hold the bottle of wine and look where you're going at the same time and sing. I had to sing too.
Yes.
Now here you go again.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
I had to redo it a few times because I did the wrong lyrics. There's a lot going on in that video. Multi-layered.
Yeah. You're an onion. You're an onion of social media, that's for sure.
Do you know it was so annoying on the weekend? So I don't spend a lot of my time on TikTok, even though I am a TikTok star, which is surprising. But when I went on TikTok on the weekend, last time I must have looked at quite a lot of videos of women getting divorced or their partners having left them, because that's all my TikTok feed was, is people crying.
Yeah.
And then I text Belle, one of our producers, and I was texting her about TikTok, and I said, oh, where do I find the good ones? Who should I search for, and she sent them to me. And I was like, what are they of? Because at the moment, TikTok seems to be just a place where people cry. And she said, no, you've obviously been spending too long looking at them. Your algorithm is so off. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, it works the same as anything. It sees what you watch and what you spend time on and then just shows you more of them.
So what have you – did you start by searching – women
no,
crying.
I don't know how I got onto women crying. The first few were empowering. They're like, you know, walk away, you know, yeah. Show me the door, like, yeah. You know, empowering.
Yeah.
And then they just got sadder and sadder and sadder.
So how – I don't understand in that situation. Do they know the partner is going to leave them and so they set up a camera on a tripod?
I don't get bogged down.
Okay.
No.
Or do they have Sonda filming them?
It's them filming themselves crying because their partner's left them, but they don't need them anymore.
Oh, so they're looking down the barrel of the camera and going,
crying. Yeah, it's really.
They love me.
Apparently, there's lots of dancers.
And then do they break into Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Let's go to Leanna. Leanna, did you do yourself an injury trying to get the perfect shot?
Wasn't me, but it was my sister.
Okay, what happened?
She was doing a TikTok with my niece and she dislocated her shoulder and ended up having to have surgery.
Oh my gosh.
What was the TikTok she was trying to do?
I can't remember, but it was literally as ridiculous as moving your arms around as an aeroplane and she popped her shoulder out. She's had surgery and it's been 6 months and she's still not recovered.
Did she start crying in the footage? Because if so, Bickers has probably seen it.
Okay, so the funny thing was my niece posted it. She didn't cry, but she was swearing. So you can see the mouth movements of what she was saying. And then my niece wrote on her post, don't let this fail. My auntie has dislocated her shoulder for this TikTok.
And how many views did it get? Do you know?
I have no idea. None at all.
I assume she hasn't gone back to TikTok?
No, because she's still trying to recover from the dislocation.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you got there, Jesse?
Absolutely nothing at the moment.
That's good because
we've got something.
$250,000 worth of prizes to give away, Bickers. When are we doing it?
So you got to download the HIT app this week.
Okay, I asked, when are we
from
doing it?
From Monday, you can register to be in the running through the HIT app. So make sure you download it and be ready to go. This has been the year from hell. 2020 needs to off.
Yes.
And 2021 is almost here. So to see us into that new year, we want cash and goodies, and we're going to have that for you from next Monday. $250,000 worth.
Loads of prizes. All the way up to Chrissy Bickers. How great. Get involved and get the HIT app now.
What have you got coming up on the show?
Jesse, have you got this?
Yes.
I've seen you in tears fall because the episode you just saw.
Recognise that voice, Bickers?
No, it's not good, whatever it is.
That is a very famous Australian who is turned to singing. And
I take back what I said, I'm sure. Yeah, the rest of it, I'm sure, is great.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I don't know. Anyway, you find out who that is a bit later. But up next, someone got kicked off a flight. And for the first time, it's one of those ones where I'm like, oh, that shouldn't have happened. Because usually you're like, yes, you did. You got drunk and punched three passengers. Find out what it is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, Carrie and Tommy right around the country.
You'll find out who that singing voice was. A
not
famous
the one
Australian.
We just heard then.
No.
That was a good one.
this voice, you got a bit there for us, Jesse.
And I've seen you when tears fall, 'cause the episode you just
that
saw.
Is a very famous Australian who has taken to
singing
whatever you want to call
singing
that.
Singing isn't their first love. Should we say that?
Oh, mate, they might love the hell out of it. I'm not sure. It's not their primary skill.
Okay, sure. Yes. Or their primary source of income, and they've taken to singing. Who is it? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, but right now, do you know who Guido Menzio is? Because he was a 40-year-old man with dark hair and a foreign accent. He was on a 2016 American Airlines flight, and he was scribbling diligently on a notepad, and the woman next to him didn't know what he was doing. And so she said to the staff, hey, this guy's being a bit weird. He's scribbling. scribbling on a notepad, and they kicked
him. Scribble on a notepad?
Not if you look foreign and have an accent.
I was gonna say, 'cause that's all my children do on a flight.
Yes. No. They're not accented enough.
Okay, sure.
He was asked to leave the plane and undergo questioning. Turns out he was a prize-winning Ivy League economist, and he was doing maths. He was doing a differential maths equation. There was one guy who got kicked off a flight in 2017 because he asked to use the bathroom and they said no, the plane hadn't taken off yet. But then they had a problem and the plane didn't take off, and so half an hour later he got up and ran.
Said, can I please go to the bathroom?
Yeah, and he went to the bathroom before he pissed himself.
Yeah.
He was also kicked off the flight.
What, do we have the one there when you were kicked off the flight?
I wasn't kicked off.
You should have been. I've been on a flight with you.
I wasn't
Have you never
off.
Been kicked off a flight?
I haven't been. No,
you
I haven't.
Should have.
I haven't. They. No.
You were that pest.
No.
The pest.
I am not a pest.
When everybody's
mate.
Trying to sleep, they're like, who is that guy and what
fun
is
guy.
He doing? No, fun for you, not fun for anyone else.
I am fun on the plane.
You were fun for the first 2 hours, right?
Mate, that's as not long. Everybody's, it was a 14-hour flight.
Yeah, exactly. And then you stayed fun for the full 14 hours, yes. But everybody else wanted a little shut-eye.
Oh, I reckon it's a good time.
No, it wasn't a good time.
I'm a good time machine.
Yes,
anyway.
I was pregnant and I didn't enjoy the first 2 hours of it either. Fun time.
Anyway, a lady has added to the list of ridiculous reasons to get kicked off a flight.
I want to hear more about the time that you almost kicked off.
No. I had the captain talk to me and I thought that he just wanted to say hello. And I then realised it was because they were sizing up whether or not I should be restrained.
How come you got to stay on there?
I'm charming.
Whether you should be restrained.
I'm charming.
You, what, they were going to restrain you?
I don't know. I don't remember it, mate.
Good charming. It's funny how in your brain at that time you think you're charming when everyone else thinks you're annoying.
I offered him a Bailey's. I thought that'd be fun.
The pilot.
Yeah. I said, let's have a Bailey's together, bro. A woman has been kicked off a Southwest Air flight because her clothing was deemed lewd, obscene and offensive. And when I saw this, I thought, wow, it must say like some swear words on it.
Was she in a bikini or something? Could you fly in a bikini?
Well, have a look. This is what she's wearing. I reckon she looks fantastic.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What?
She was kicked off for that?
Yes.
That's how most people under 20 get around these days. That's their normal attire.
To the people what she's wearing.
She's wearing a full-length skirt,
yeah.
Tight skirt.
Yes.
Looking hot, yeah. I might add. And then she's got almost like a bikini top, but it's long enough that it pretty much connects with the skirt.
Yep.
Yes, you can see a bit of boozy, but no
bit
more
of
no more than a lot
of.
I've seen that boozy on, not that specific boozy, but other boozy on flights before. In fact, yes, the one you're pointing at now, our producer Sonda's boozies have been on flights with me before.
Oh.
No one's kicked her off.
I think he means today.
Oh, I've seen them today. I mean, I see them every day.
Sonna would have to cover up a fair bit to get to what this woman is wearing. Yeah?
This woman is not obscene at all.
And then she eventually did get on the flight after half an hour because the captain came out and saved the day and offered her a T-shirt, I believe was hitting on her quite hard. What? You looked around then?
No, I thought you might have had some
audio.
Some
of
audio
hitting on
no, her? Of her. Fighting. I thought I heard some audio earlier. No, we're not playing any audio.
Nah. I just wanted to know. On 131060, these stories always seem to be from America.
Can I just check one thing? Did you say she had to cover up to get on then? They gave her a T-shirt?
Yes.
Oh, so they wouldn't even let her on like that. Instead, she had to wear an oversized T-shirt.
No, the whole story is about being how she wasn't being let on like that.
The point was you were going to say she managed to fight it and get on.
Yeah, by putting on a T-shirt.
I hope she took the T-shirt off as soon as she got on.
Let
her boozies run free.
Yeah. Oh, young buzzies, run free. 131060. These stories always seem to be from America. And I want to know, does it happen here? Have you been kicked off a plane?
Ooh.
I'd love to know. Give us a call. It might have even happened on your flight. It might not be you. You might have just seen it happen. Give us a call. 131060.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
For your Monday arvo, Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on 131060. We're talking about when you've been kicked off a flight. And if you haven't seen the photo yet at Carrie and Tommy show of the buzzies, are we still going with buzzies, guys?
Oh, mate, you can't call them that. Come on.
Oh, I can't. Sorry,
Jesse.
Sorry.
Jesse, they're breasticles. Come on, mate. Booted off a flight. And all these stories of people getting booted off flights, they seem to happen in the States. And so I wanted to know, does this happen here? Wendy, have you been kicked off a flight?
I haven't been kicked off a flight. I have actually been asked to leave from numerous places. The first time was probably when I was traveling as a nanny back in the 70s, and we went to Disneyland. So I had two kids with me, 12 and 14. We're lining up in the queue. I'm just wearing what I'd normally wear to the beach here in Sydney, a pair of shorts, singlet, sneakers. And there was a man kind of going along, checking everyone, what they were wearing, et cetera. And they came up to me and said, "I'm sorry, madam, you can't enter." And I'm like, "What's wrong? You know, I'm just wearing what I wear to the beach." And back in the 70s, we did go topless at the beach, and my singlet was mesh, but, you know.
Slip that in at the end there, Wendy.
Wendy was
braless with a mesh singlet on.
And when you said it was a 14-year-old you were babysitting, was it a boy?
Boy.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been the best nanny ever.
Hey, Wendy, there wouldn't have been a lot of nannies, surely, around in the 70s. Were you nannying for a very high-profile family?
Yes, but I'm not going to say who.
Yeah, that's...
Not going to say who, but it was great fun, and they ran back after the... I did have to go and buy a T-shirt, stick Mickey Mouse T-shirt over the top of everything. We got into his land, we came back, and the kids ran straight in, and just ran straight at the parents and said, "Wendy got kicked out of Disneyland, Wendy." I'm like, oh, great, good start to the job.
Good on you, Wendy. Yeah. Thank you.
I love that she slipped in at the end, that she was no bra with a mesh top.
It was great.
Nipples out. I'm wearing enough. I wear this to the beach in Sydney all the time. Yeah.
G'day, Steve.
G'day.
Hey, what happened?
I just had some delicacies at Crisco Airport and found myself with cow's intestines, I found out. And then I had the connecting flight and I was very sick and I had to rush to the toilet while we were on the taxiway.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fine because I was very embarrassed about the poor person next to me throwing up. And I'd used all the sick bags. So I had my pants down, coming out both ends. And the lovely airline people came, kicked the door in. I thought it was someone trying to get in. And I was like, I'm in here. And next minute they would kick the door in and yelled some obscenities at me. And they left me there. So, yeah, wasn't kicked off, but it was wasn't so pleasant.
Oh, so they just yelled at you, I guess.
Maybe having the diarrhea helped you stay in there because they were not going to handcuff him and then have to pants down, have it coming out of both ends while they try and take him off.
Yeah, kick him out, kick him out. Oh, actually, no, let him stay. Let him stay.
Right.
What a scene as well, trying to drag a man through a plane that's blowing at both ends. G'day, Carl.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, mate, great. Did you get kicked off a flight?
Well, yeah, well, me and my mate, it was because of my mate, really, but yeah. A Thai airline back in the day, we were going back to Thailand to visit some friends, and my friend thought it'd be a good idea to bring some souvenirs from Australia, you know, like, you know, some wall art or something like that, you know? Yeah. So back then, I don't know if you realise, but copper art was very popular, you know, copper wall hangings. So they used to fill the back of them with plaster.
Right.
So we got on the plane and he's, you know, like we've gone through checking and everything. We got on the plane and he's opened his bag when we got on the plane to get some earbuds out or something. And I guess somebody noticed all the white powder in the bag and promptly dobbed him in. And next thing you know, we've got two big freaking, I don't know, they look like sumo wrestlers to me, but, you know, please explain kind of thing and get off the plane and explain to the authorities. And by the time they did testing and all that kind of stuff, the plane was truly gone.
And so, do you think it was the white powder or was it the fact that you packed it in a boogie board bag?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And this afternoon we're doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle.
Summer, did you hear that? It's almost summer, people. Warm weather, picnic in the park.
Getting some Golden Circle into you. Aussies have loved Golden Circle for over 70 years because we know a good thing when we are onto it. Now, are you ready?
First of all, I should just say we've got Jimmy Barnes coming up and he has a story from his time on the road that he's going to tell us. I've heard a little bit of it. It's epic.
Okay,
he's
so now, but now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
Yeah. It is all tied up, guys. One apiece. How are we feeling?
Same, but spoken, which is like our game on Fridays called Same, but backwards, only it's spoken.
Yeah.
Still feel the need to explain it because that opener is really confusing.
All right.
Song number one. A lonely mother gazing out of her window, staring at a son.
Carrie.
Staring
at a son that she just can't touch. Lonely mother.
Three, two, one.
I feel like it's Alanis Morissette, but.
Tommy.
Keep going, please, Jesse.
Staring out at a son that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be by his side. But he doesn't realise he hurts her so much. But all the praying just ain't helping at all because he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how.
It is TLC Waterfall.
Very nice.
Great tune.
All righty. Song number two. Up in the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI. Keep it down on the low key. You should know how it feels. Oh. Eh? I seen Shorty. She was checking up on me. From the game she
Tommy?
Was... Tommy.
It is Usher, yeah.
Ooh.
Boo.
You're up.
He's on.
Okay, come on, Carrie. Can't believe I gave that first one to you. I forgot that we were a competition. We were a team for once.
How did that feel?
It felt nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm out in the cold.
Song number three. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Oh.
Or do you need more? Is there something else that you're searching for?
Yeah.
I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Tell me something, boy.
Who is it?
Aren't you trying?
Oh, Tommy. It is Lady Gaga, Shallow.
Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Tell me something.
Tommy, three in a row.
You know I lose a lot when you're clapping me in when I win.
No, it's good. This is your idea and you're winning. It's a good place to be for you, I feel.
Okay, good,
yes,
good. Yeah,
I don't like it, but it's a good place for you to be.
It's Gary and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Monday arvo, right around the country, it's Carrie and Tommy.
131060, the mask, the singer that you can't see is what we're going to play now. Give us a call and see if you can guess who this is.
And I've seen you when tears fall, cause the episode you just saw felt like more than just a show. So if all I mean,
what are your first thoughts, Bickers?
Like YouTuber, like someone starting out, putting their stuff online, hoping to get it picked up on YouTube.
Oh, but that's a very famous Australian.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, that is.
Is it?
It's very
famous.
They're
not famous for singing, though, are they?
They're not famous for singing. What made you say that?
Because that's not good.
It's not good.
Maybe I'm not getting the full picture. Like, do I need to hear a bit more?
Yeah, maybe give us a bit more.
Because I've seen you with your head down, your bare feet, dancing around the living room, spilling wine on your dress. And I've seen you on a bench sheet, a tank top, your blue jeans.
I mean, it's quite catchy the more I hear of it.
And
I
see you with your pants down.
Yeah,
he doesn't say that. He doesn't say pants down, does he? And I see you with your pants down and your hair up and your feet long.
It's quite a good. Is the person playing the guitar?
He's doing.
Yeah,
he's playing,
not bad. Playing and singing.
Playing and singing. He was saying
that's hard.
He was saying that he's actually been getting some singing tips from Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
Yes. Do you reckon Guy would? He would be in Guy's.
I feel like what you're doing is asking me all the questions that you know the answer to, but you don't want to say.
How do you
think you'd feel, Tommy, if you were Guy Sebastian and that was your protege?
I don't think I'd want him saying it just yet. I was actually shocked to find out this man put the clip up himself.
What do you think of the singing?
I think it looks like one of those videos that I would go, oh, my God, I can't believe you put that video up. That was just me playing for the first time ever in my bedroom and please take that. That was not intended for anyone.
But maybe that's what's endearing about it. We're seeing someone as they branch out and try something new. We're seeing their first ever crack at it.
Let's go to Tiana. G'day, Tiana. Hey, Tiana.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Who do you think that is?
Is it Rose McManus?
Oh.
Can Rove sing? Oh, sorry, that's not wasn't
sorry,
singing
that's
what we just
the question. Tiana, what made you think it was Rove?
I don't know. Just kind of like, I don't know, just the sound, I think.
Okay, give us to us a bit more, Jessie.
I've seen you with your head down, your bare feet. Oh, yeah. Dancing around the living room, spilling wine on your
okay.
dress.
Okay.
Tiana, it is a great guess, but unfortunately, it is not Rove McManus. I'm so sorry, but okay. thank you for playing the first ever edition of The Singer That You Can't See.
Yeah.
G'day, Paul.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Paul, how confident are you in your answer?
Oh, I am 1,000% confident.
Why are you so confident, Paul?
I seen this the other day and thought this bloke is probably the greatest a sportsman we've ever had, but yeah, can't think for shit.
That's what's going to be on his touring poster.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be.
I'm so glad you I'm so glad you said that last night on the project.
It took the words right out of your mouth.
Sorry, who is it, Paul? Who is it?
It's Steve Smith.
It is Steve Smith indeed. And last night on the project, I said, is it possible that Steve Smith could not just be the greatest batsman of all time? He could also have other talents. And then I played the clip and I said, oh, no, it's just the greatest batsman. And they looked at me like I'd punched a puppy. They were like, oh, you can't.
It's hard to say that. And I've now, as you've been talking, I've looked at the video and he's so sweet sitting there playing.
Oh, but, mate, it's not.
I know, but if you've learnt to play guitar and you've learnt to sing and then you show the world, you want people to love it.
Give us a bit more, Jess.
Because I've seen all I need to see.
Oh. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh.
Me too.
Stop.
It's Carrie and
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Monday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Is that Steve Smith? Hey, coming up, Jimmy Barnes, the one and only. Talk about some of his wildest stuff he got up to on the road. But right now, Bickers, let's do it, Bickers.
Guess the news, what's the news? Guess the headline if you've got time.
Give it to me.
Give you a bit of the story. You're going to tell me the rest. Jeremy Clarkson has made news.
Top Gear? No? Yes, I just like to check because I don't know my people.
That's correct. Well, now it's the Grand Tour.
That's what it's called now?
That's Why? The new show. Because he got the arse from Top Gear because he punched the producer.
Did he?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
His steak wasn't hot. Do you not remember
No.
this?
No.
Is that why?
Yeah.
His steak wasn't hot. Right. He punched a producer and now it's called Grand Auto.
No. So Top Gear exists.
There's no more.
No, that exists. Okay. But the hosts are all gone and so they, some smart production company, or maybe it's even his, got the three of them and they do, I think it's called Grand Tour.
Yeah, on
Jeremy
Amazon.
Clarkson's production company now makes the show that he used to be on.
I don't know that bit about the production.
Okay. Grand Auto. No, Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah. Why has he made news?
He's been punching somebody else.
He has started selling candles. Why would this be newsworthy?
Because Jeremy Clarkson from a car show is selling candles.
Yeah.
Candles?
Yes.
Are they for your car?
They're not for your car, no. That is interesting. Mm. Just a naked flame flying around there.
Or maybe it just sticks. Yeah. It sticks there instead of having one of those little trees in your, hanging off your rear view mirror. Just a little candle blowing in the wind.
And as soon as you turn the aircon on, it's out again.
Okay. Mm. He's selling candles. Why has it made news? Is it something to do with how they smell?
Of course. Yes, it is.
Does it smell like petrol?
It does not smell like petrol. Jesse, any ideas?
I was going to say, are they car-themed candles in any
way? They are not car-themed. It's actually got to do with a candle that's come out previously, and it's in reference to that.
That he brought out recently?
No.
Okay.
No.
Something to do with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Ooh, Bickers.
Is it? Because she had that candle that was something to do with a below.
She had a candle, and the candle was called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh, no.
I prefer.
Sorry. And that candle was released
in... So now he's
fallen
out that smells of his... Is that right?
That is exactly right. He has
his own or just a general smell?
Just a general smell. He took a whiff of it and the quote they've so used here is, the fresh smell of scrotum.
Why are you bringing his story? story.
What do you mean? Because I give you a bit of the news story.
Why has he brought out candles? The smell of his bits. It's a side hustle now that he doesn't have Top Gear anymore.
You think it's funny because Gwyneth Paltrow did it. I think it's good.
Isn't it funny that when Gwyneth does it, everyone's like, oh, she's got, when he does it, it's like, oh, God, mate, too far.
Oh.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wow, our next guest is, I should just say our now guest. It's weird saying our next guest when they're right here with us.
No, they're coming up now. Yes, our now guest.
This has been a professional start. He's Australian.
He's more professional than
rock
we are. Yes.
Royalty. And he's also an award-winning author. This is now his third book. It is the one and only Jimmy Barnes. G'day, Jimmy.
How are you? Look, how are you? At least I'm not not that old guest.
Yes. Hey, Jimmy,
remember that last guest? Oh, yeah. How are you guys?
Mate, we're good. Did you think you would get to the point where you go, oh, yeah, this is my third book?
I never thought I'd be writing the first one. It's lots of fun. I'm really enjoying it, yeah. It's, it's something totally different to anything I've ever done. I've always been, yelling out and going out, looking out for everything. To sit down and sit by myself and write is something I find really rewarding. It's really good.
These are tales from the road, stories that have happened to you while you've toured over the years. What's the most epic one?
It depends what you're looking at. I mean, there's a story in there called A Song for Rosa, right? And this one, I remember I was in Los Angeles and, just lying in bed with my wife there one night, and she said, oh, we should go and visit Deepak. And Deepak Chopra is a bit of one of our mates, right? So I ring Deepak up the next day, and he said, yeah, come for dinner. I want you to come for dinner. We've got some nice guests. You'll really like it. So the next day, we jump in a car, drive down to San Diego, right? And I'm in my hotel room. And Jane's gone shopping to buy a gift for Deepak's wife, for having us at the house. And I jump the shower, and I'm in the shower, and it's bloody, and it's all tiled floors and the steep stairs down to the front door. And somebody's banging on the door, and I'm going, go away, And they keep banging on the door. And anyway, eventually, I have to get out of the shower, wrap a towel around me, nearly fall over going down this sort of tiled stairs, get to the door, open the door up, and there's these two guys, and they look like sort of the Louis Farrakhan movement, they got the black horn rim glasses and really tight cut suits and two African American fellas. And they go, is Rosa there? And I go, does it look like Rosa's here? I'm in the shower, go away. And I thought, I have no idea who these guys are, what they're talking about, right? And anyway, that night, and I'm sort of a little short with them, a little short, and to say the least. And I go back up in the shower. We get dressed and we go to dinner, right? And Deepak takes me around. He's got a party going, a dinner party. And it's pretty incredible sort of guests. There's billionaires and philanthropists and, clothes designer. Donna Karan's in there and all this sort of stuff. And he takes me over. There's a little old lady sitting in the corner. And he said, this is Rosa Parks. And
I said, wow.
And he went to tell me who Rosa was. And I said, I know exactly who Rosa Parks is, Deepak. And she was so sweet and so... And I'm sort of going, oh, that's nice. And I go to say hello. And I look over her shoulder, and the two guys who were at my door, who I nearly killed, were standing behind her. They were her sort of like bodyguards or something, And they're looking at me with daggers, and sort of I went, oh, hi, And so we sat there, and we had dinner, and Rosa, Ellie Mae was with me then, by the way, my daughter, who was seven. And Rosa told her story about, not wanting to get up again in the bus in Birmingham. And she tells the story, and it was really heartfelt and beautiful. And Ellie Mae, my daughter, runs up and gives her a cuddle and goes, oh, there, we love you. And I had to sing. And Deepak sort of says, well, that's Rosa. And now Jimmy is going to sing for you. And he didn't tell me any of it. He didn't tell me the guest word. He didn't tell me I'd be singing. And I had to sing in the upper room. I sang a Mahalia Jackson song, a gospel song, to Rosa Parks while she was sitting there nearly in tears.
Wow.
And the two guys behind her were looking at me wanting to kill me.
Wow.
So it was just one of the, and that's the sort of stuff, it's just, things like that happen when you're not working, we're just in between the lines. I mean, that's sort of like that. So these stories are about what happens, what's happened to me in between, getting over trauma, touring, playing in front of, hundreds of thousands of people.
Jimmy, I'll tell you what, that makes your next dinner hard when you're getting takeaway pasta with with just your family and you're like, oh, this is not quite the same, is it?
Well, sing a few songs, you'll be right.
Well, Jimmy, we'd love if you could stick around. Heaps more to talk to you about, including a tweet I saw from you the other day that has certainly intrigued me.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're still joined by Jimmy Barnes.
Mate, it seems like from an outside, in terms of lockdown, you're doing it pretty well. You're making it easier for the rest of us as well, posting videos of you and your family singing every week. Are times as rosy as they seem?
You know what? It's like any family. You know, we started, Jane and I, because when we came home, I was going away on holiday and the world closed down around us. And so we came home before they shut the borders. And we came home and it was sort of the world conspiring to tell you to keep still. You know, Jane and I haven't stayed in one place for 6 months in 40 years since we've been together. So we got here and we thought, what are we going to do? And I was going to write my book. And Jane said to herself, I'm going to teach myself guitar. And she started, you know, a couple hours a day playing the guitar and looking at tutorials online and all that sort of stuff. And she's gone from becoming from a guitar sort of like a campfire strummer to a pretty accomplished guitar player now. And so every day we said, oh, well, let's, you know, we got lots of friends who haven't, you know, not like us. We're here and our grandson lives in our house with us, my daughter. And there's other grandkids that are just up the street. And there was lots of our friends who couldn't see any of their friends. Their friends were either overseas or in Melbourne, like where you're locked down and things like that. So we thought it'd be nice if we just sort of would do something for, you know, to reach out and let everybody know that we're all in this together. So we just started singing songs. And it really sort of, it struck a chord with people. And it was sort of therapy for us too. And I know people sit and look at us and go, oh, it's so idyllic. Look at them. Everybody writes on the social media, oh, Jane loves you so much. She's looking at you. You know, look at the way she looks at you. If they'd have seen a minute before I turned the camera on when she was going to kill me, you know, they'd realize that we're just a normal family. We have ups and downs like anybody else. But that being, and it was tough being in lockdown, but we found that the music helped us get through it and helped us, you know, helped us reach out to the rest of the world.
Must suck if you're the untalented person in a very talented family. Like, who's the dud in your family?
But everybody finds something they can do. You know, we make them, you know, bloody, you know.
Or the tambourine.
You know, you get there and get a jar. You know, if you're home, just home, you grab a jar of rice. Give them a shaker. You know, but everybody does something, you know. Everybody has to contribute. And, you know, like, and you don't have to be good. I mean, really, Jane, when Jane started doing these lockdown songs, you can tell she's really hesitant about what she's playing and there are lots of mistakes. And you know, and I said, okay, I'll play bagpipes. And at the start, you know, when I played the bagpipes, it really did sound like I was strangling a cat. And now I've got so good, it sounds like I'm strangling two cats. So you don't necessarily have to be good. It's about the emotion and about just being a part of it, you know?
Hey, sadly, the world lost Van Halen last week, but I saw you tweet something that took me back. Is it true that in the 80s he asked you to join Van Halen?
Yeah, it must have been 85 or something. I was just mixing. I was in Los Angeles mixing a Working Class Man album. And I'd finished recording for the day, mixing, and I went home, and Jane was waiting for me. Mahalia was only a baby, and she was asleep in the bedroom, and Jane was waiting to get to the shop to do something. She said, I've got to go. Mahalia's asleep. And as she was running out the door, she said, oh, by the way, Eddie Van Halen ran free. And I'm going, yeah, sure, you know. And I found the phone number, and I rang, and it was Eddie, and he said, I want you to come over to my house right now. And I said, I can't. I'm babysitting. And he said, I'll come to you. About half an hour later, I got a knock on the door, and Ted Templeton, the producer, and Eddie Van Halen were at the door, and they came in, and Eddie, you know, David Lee Roth had just left Van Halen, and he was looking for a singer, and he wanted to know if I was interested. And at that moment in time, I was very, very, I was honored and all that to be asked and thrilled, but I just couldn't do it because I'd just left a band after 10 years. I didn't want to get in the middle of another sort of political thing with bands. I was just getting established as a solo performer. So I told him, you know, listen, I'd love to. I love your guitar playing. I think you're a fantastic band, but it's just not the right time for me. And funnily enough, many, many years later, when Sammy Hagar left, which was only 5 years ago or something, or less, I got word through the office that Eddie was looking to ask me again. But, it just never worked out. I was a huge fan. But apparently, Eddie, I've heard in the last, you know, week since he died, that Eddie was a bit of a fan of Cold Chisel and loved Mossy and loved the way I sang. So it was really nice. And you know, it's just a sad thing to happen. He was one of those guitar players who comes along in a generation. You know, he's a guy that made millions of young boys pick up electric guitar again and sit in their room with their headbands on hammering, you know, which is fantastic.
Jimmy, you've had an amazing life.
Is it
incredible
weird that I've got
stories.
A different image in my head of boys in their room hammering?
That's another story.
Jimmy Barnes's Killing Time is online or from any good bookstore. It is available now. Jimmy Barnes, thank you, mate.
Very nice to talk to you guys. Now I could be that guest from the past. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Jimmy.
See you.
Bye, Kerry.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. If you missed any of the show, make sure you grab the catch-up. But we got Hughie and Ed joining us.
Obviously sticking to the no hat, no play policy. Well, Hughes, you're wearing what appears to be some kind of fishing hat from the 1950s.
Legionnaires hat.
But it's got the sunscreen, the sun smart bit at the back, the flap.
Legionnaires hat.
Legionnaires.
Yeah, I've gone the whole hog. It's been bought from a chemist. So, you know, it's...
Chemist hat.
Why is it called a Legionnaires hat? I thought Legionnaires disease was something you get in air conditioning.
No, French foreign. Quote, dot Legionnaires.
Oh, is there a connection between... Is there a connection between Legionnaires disease and the French... Foreign Legion.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that, but Legion.
Question.
But anyway.
But also the brim on it is, it's more like a bonnet at the front.
Yeah, no, that's true as well. That's true. Yeah, brimmed bonnet.
Yeah, I'm a handmaiden. I'm a handmaiden's tail.
Oh, he's a handmaiden's tail. He's a hand. He's looking good, though, because he's completely out of the sun. He's completely out of the lights.
Well,
he's got a beard
inside,
on.
That's why he's out of the sun.
Yeah, no, I've got the hat on as an example to you and to your broad audience of sun smart. Summer coming up and I've had that chemo thing. I've been told it was chemotherapy what I had on my face.
Really?
Well, if it's chemical based, then it can be called chemo.
It's chemotherapy. So I'm clearing up, guys. It's all starting to peel. So I've got a fresh layer of skin, which I need to protect.
You do.
So it will never go in the sun, Nicole Kidman style, from now on.
Did you ever get that test done where they showed you what underneath your skin looked like?
No, because I think it was mainly all out on the front of my... I could see it all, basically.
It's easy.
No, because
it's
you
right
think
there.
Your skin's fine. And then one year I did this thing for sunscreen.
Yeah.
And they did this... I think it was a UV test or something. Anyway, they put this thing over my... And then you could see all these layers
all the
below.
Damage.
All the damage from the years of growing up on water in Perth.
Yeah.
And we never wore enough sunscreen. We never wore sunglasses. We never wore hats. That's my biggest regret. If I could tell my younger self something, it would be to wear sunscreen. Like that song of the...
Perth, the sunniest place in the world.
Yes.
It's brutal.
And the water. I didn't realise how the reflection.
The water from your yacht.
Yeah, not from my yacht. Sailing camp. It wasn't a yacht.
Hang on, did you say sailing camp?
Yes.
That's even more yachty than yachts. That's even more yachty than yachts.
Sailing camp.
It wasn't sailing camp.
Sitting there as Rose Porteous went past the reflection off her glasses. That was
Christian summer camp.
That was a tough. It was a tough upbringing.
What, Lang Hancock? When the sun would hit the iron ore at Lang Hancock Place, they would absolutely blow me.
That was only in summer. In winter, it was polo camp.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, I tell you what.
The ski, the snow can actually do some damage.
Cabins, all right?
Especially in Aspen, the snow there can be
really it's whiter than white, that snow. Well, more of that.
That's all I make.
Stick around, you see that in next.
Bye, guys.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.